Hi, lovely people of GWA. This is Cynical Pumpkin coming at you with another questionnaire for your listening pleasure while you're doing laundry or sitting on the bus or wherever you listen to people answering questionnaires. I do sometimes listen to people from GWA answering questionnaires on public transportation because I find it quite nice to sometimes keep myself from laughing out loud. You guys are great. You make my day infinitely better in a sexy and not sexy way. So shout out to all of you. And now I'm going to begin the questionnaire because this is terrible going for the first 1 minute. Number one, how much time do you spend surfing the web, or browsing Reddit on average? The short answer would be way too much. I spent way too much time on the internet, which gave me excessive knowledge and things I obsess about. And anime, but also excellent English skills. Yeah, I think I would lie if I said I can only speak English from school, because it's not the case. Browsing Reddit, I spend a good portion of my online time on Reddit. Because it's kind of a wormhole. I only spend more time on Tumblr, which is the even bigger wormhole. Second question, what is your favorite website online? Yes, Reddit can be the answer. Then Reddit would be the answer. Although I use Tumblr most, I would probably not say it's my favorite. Kind of became a habit. At this point, I'm gonna shamelessly self-promote myself. Cynicalpumpkin.tumblr.com is a blog where I reblog things and links to my audios if you want to check that out or don't. Having a rough time here, can you tell? But we're all friends here. Third question, around what age did you start using the internet? I think that was in 2006, around that time. And, one of the first websites I started using was, a chat for minors, but, where all my friends were in. But then it got pretty quickly terrorized by pedophiles, and then my parents found out and got me off of there, and I'm pretty thankful for that. But yeah, that was my very first internet experience back in the oldie 2006. What device do you use the most for browsing the web? I suppose for actual browsing, it's my laptop. I usually just use my phone to either quickly look up things or chat, so if I know what I want. Five, have you ever told friends or coworkers about GWA? How did they react? I didn't. Six, have you ever told anyone in real life about your own GWA entries? No. And for now I intend to keep it that way. I've got one friend who thinks I'm doing internet radio. And I've got another friend who thinks I'm reading poetry on here. None of them are right. I could maybe read poetry. Be nice. I think that'd be fun. 7. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least, 10 being the most, how comfortable are you about sex? I suppose 8. Because I've got... I like to think that I'm pretty open-minded and pretty... pretty cool about it, but... I get uncomfortable if I have to talk about sex with someone I don't know really well, or someone I've only known for a short time. I feel like in a impersonal environment, I can't really... I also can't really talk about it, but that's also because I'm actually shy in real life. Shy and introverted and sort of quiet. Excuse me. But yeah. If I know you, then I'm usually pretty open about it. 8. If you care to share, what's your sexuality? I am bisexual with a strong preference for girls. Which is sort of weird because 90% of my audios are F4M. But I guess that's just how I deal with it, because I hardly find myself attracted to men in real life. But you guys on here are great. Just saying that. You get me going. 9. How often, how many days on average do you think about sex or masturbate? Thinking about sex a lot. Masturbate once or twice, depending on how much time I have. I'm one of those people who sometimes masturbate out of boredom. Like, I could do more productive things with my time. But I choose to masturbate. Yeah. Ten, who is your favorite submitter on GWA? More than one. Oh, God. It's always more than one. I've got a new favorite every day. This is difficult. One of my favorite scripts, and that I can tell you, is the I Read Your Diary script by Eve Scarden. And if you ever read it on here, then there is a good chance that you are one of my favorites, just because I love the script so much. Yeah. 11. How many sexual partners? I'm sorry. How many sexual partners have you had? Male, female, both? None. I think we already settled this. 12. Who's your number one celebrity crush? Tom Hiddleston. Not sure if that's cliche. He's the dude who plays Loki in Avengers. And yeah, I'm into him. 13. Do you drink or like to get drunk? What is your favorite? I don't actually like to drink. If I drink alcohol, then it's mostly just for the purpose of getting drunk. And if I want to purposefully get drunk, it's probably because I'm at a party and I'm not comfortable, so I just decide I'm gonna drink until I dance, then I'm gonna have fun. And then I usually go straight to cocktails. Pina colada is pretty good. My favorite liquor is Nordhäuser cherry liquor. It's super good. People who know that will probably now just ew everywhere, but still. I do not like beer at all. It's uncanny for German people, but still. I don't like beer. I like wine. I'm gonna be a future wine mom. Like at family parties, I'm just gonna drink all the wine. I'm gonna become the vodka aunt and just drink all the vodka. Yeah. 14. What is your favorite food? Something you could never get tired of eating. My mom used to make this super good rice dish with cooked tomatoes and champignons? Mushrooms? Not sure. Anyway, you'd eat it with rice and yeah, actually also with fish after the original recipe, but but I don't eat fish, so I just eat the rice with the sauce and it's great. Could eat it all day. 15. What is your favorite band? Favorite song, album of theirs? My favorite band of all time is probably The Smiths. I won't ever get tired of The Smiths. I get tired of The Doors, but I think The Smiths will have a special place in my heart forever. And my favorite song has to be Cemetery Gates. Because it's sad, but it sounds really cheerful. I don't have a favorite album. 16. What color are your eyes, hair? My eyes are hazel, brownish, and my hair is dyed dark red right now. I've been trying to go for purple because I'm hardcore, but I ended up with dark red. The plan for next time is to just, I'll just try to bleach it, and then I'll see what I end up with. I probably end up with pink hair. That's gonna be great. I hope you believe me this, but I really do. I haven't seen my natural hair color in like 2 years. That's okay, I don't really miss it. What color of eyes or hair is your favorite on a dream partner? I like dark hair. Don't really have eye color, favorite eye color. All of them are pretty. I don't know. I don't have a type in that sort of thing. 17. What is your favorite time to have sex or masturbate? Early mornings, afternoons, evening, late night. Masturbating in the morning is great for me because afterwards I feel so great. When I had an orgasm in the morning, I just feel beautiful throughout the entire day. Just feel radiating. So yeah, early morning. Are you a top, bottom, or switch in bed? Does it depend on your partner? I'm a switch. And it does depend on my partner, but it also depends on my mood a lot. Like that. It comes and goes in waves, but those are really intense, mostly. 19. Do you have any hobbies? Are they something other people might think are nerdy? Please share it and how you got into this hobby. I used to be in amateur theater group until July this year. And I quit because I'm moving in about 2 weeks, and in my new place I'm going to see whether they have something similar. Because I love theater a lot. If I'm a nerd for anything, then it's theater. Musical theater and just spoken theater, everything. Yeah, I love that. Acting, watching, analyzing, annoying people with it. Just love theater. I like singing, but it's not professional. It sounds good or anything. I've been trying to record something for backstage, but never really sounded that good that I would have. That I would have said, okay, I'm gonna post this. I don't know. I guess if I'm a nerd for anything, I'm a nerd for theater. Very big nerd for theater. Music, but more the listening part of it as well. Got a little CD collection, which is not necessarily super big, but it's precious to my heart. And yeah, I love discovering new songs. I love discovering new music. If you've got any recommendations, shoot them at me. Just do it. Just send me all your favorite bands. 20. If you could gain a superpower or super ability, what would it be? Would you use it for good or evil? A little bit of both. It might be weird that that's the first thing that came to my mind, but I would super like to water bend. Like Katara from The Last Airbender style, water bending. That'd be so cool. Because I suppose I could use it for good, but I could also use it for evil. And so what do I use it for? A little bit of both. Sounds nice. Not aiming for world domination. I'm just aiming to make the life of horrible, rude people a little harder. Because they're rude. That's how bitter I am deep inside. Now you know. Bonus questions. 1. When listening to a GWA entry, do you ever picture what you think they might look like according to their voice? Yes. Yes. And sometimes I see people and think they match what I think that poster would look like. Yeah. I do that. Do that a lot. 2. Have you ever gotten caught masturbating or having sex? How did that go? I got caught masturbating twice in my life so far. And both of those times it was my mom. I've grown a lot since then. But the good thing is that she didn't really notice, because I was having headphones in, and I had my blanket pulled over, so it kind of looked like I was asleep, and she didn't know I was masturbating, and she came into my room, that was about both times, and asked me whether I was asleep, and I just had the head in my panties, and pulled it out, and went to the door and said, yes, I was just about to fall asleep. There is nothing special going on here. Me acting flustered? I'm not uncomfortable at all. Please leave. That's how it was. Last question. Have you ever heard someone in GWA you could swear that you knew from somewhere else, online or otherwise? No. Simple no, never happened, and I'm kind of thankful for that, because that'd be awkward. Under my very first audio post that I uploaded in Pillow Talk Audio, someone commented whether I'm from England and whether I work as a teacher because I reminded them of the English teacher. To which I replied, I'm not even from England, nor am I old enough to teach anything to anyone. So yeah. That was this mess. I hope you enjoyed. And yeah, I'll hear from you lovely people sometime, I guess. Have a great night.